seven short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel holding my arm. Said God made a girl as best was the one. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she made so hard. So man made a ball, man made a ball. Yeah, man made a ball.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Special report, the Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packer. A record-breaking victory for former President Donald Trump, winning the Iowa caucuses in a landslide. For Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, it's still a battle for second place. Sherry Preston is in Des Moines this morning.
Several things could make it easier for a Donald Trump win in New Hampshire and beyond. One is his overwhelming dominance in Iowa. Another is Vivek Ramaswamy dropping out of the race. More than 40% of Ramaswamy supporters nationwide have told pollsters that Trump was their second choice. Another is the momentum Nikki Haley may lose. Her third place finish here could dampen support in New Hampshire, where she'd been moving up in the polls. Another resounding win by Trump there could make the path to the nomination nearly impossible for either her or Ron DeSantis.
Now that New Hampshire primary just 1 week from today, Haley's more moderate conservatism is expected to play better there, bolstered by the endorsement of that state's Republican governor, Chris Sununu. This is ABC News. Some history made at the Emmy Awards.
The Bear and Succession, the big winners overall, but Beef's Ali Wong made history as the first woman of Asian descent to win a lead actress Emmy. And as the moment sunk in, she thanked her daughters.
You are my everything, and thank you for inspiring me. And this is for you.
Elton John won an Emmy for his Dodger Stadium concert special, making him an EGOT, an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner. But he wasn't at the ceremony because he just had knee surgery. And the sad streak remains for Better Call Saul fans. 53 overall nominations, no wins for the Breaking Bad spinoff, which ended last year. Jason Adens and ABC News, Hollywood.
Furniture giant IKEA is pushing ahead with plans to cut prices this year, despite shipping disruptions through the Red Sea. The company that owns most of the IKEA stores worldwide says it's willing to operate this year on, quote, thinner profits. And the International Monetary Fund now says 40% of jobs worldwide will be disrupted by artificial intelligence. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. Badger's Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badger's Den in Phillips.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Most of the proposed new boundaries for Wisconsin's legislative districts would keep Republicans in majority control, but by narrower margins. That's according to an analysis by Marquette University. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen now.
It is ridiculous that people are attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, but refuse to implement laws to remove guns from the hands of those who continue to shoot innocent children in schools, in malls, and even in faith places.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
VFW Post 5778 on Lake Avenue in Phillips will be hosting a veteran suicide prevention seminar on Saturday, January 20th at 1 p.m. The seminar will be conducted by Debbie May of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and is a question, persuade, and refer format. The seminar will be addressing issues of veteran suicides, and all veterans and the public are invited to attend. The hall will open at 12:30 p.m. and no food or beverage carry-ins are permitted.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Marquette got a much-needed victory over Villanova, 87-74. The Golden Eagles had lost three of their last five games. Head coach Shaka Smart.
There had to be some doubt. And I thought the guys did a great job of overcoming that.
Smart says they had a special guest speaker before the game, former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade.
D-Wade gave the pregame talk, and he said, you guys have to win today. I thought our guys did play with a level of desperation and commitment to what goes into winning, even as Villanova was raining threes in the first half.
NFL, it's the Packers against the 49ers Saturday night. Matt LaFleur on that throw from Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks in their win over the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, that cover zero play that he ripped that post to Wicks, I mean, that was one of those plays that just, you could sit there and watch that all day long.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, the Phillips Loggers hosted Shawamigan last night. The two teams will play twice here in just 8 days. This game was bumped from the previous date to yesterday, and Phillips at home gets a 72-59 win over Shawamigan, powered by J.J. Hakenin's 26 and Braden Reback with 15. A.J. Morgan, the senior for Shawamigan, had 25. Sophomore Cooper Mikulski, 21, but Phillips wins it 72-59. The Lakeland boys beat Marion 73-35. The Rib Lake boys atop Colby 65-60. Drummond beats the Butternut boys 57-14. And Solon Springs, a winner over Mellon last night, 89-41. The Phillips girls at home, they rolled over Gilman last night, 93-33. The Mellon girls get a win over Solon Springs, 56-44. And the Medford girls last night, they topped Merrill, 63-60. Here's your Praise County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 17th of January. We've got a quarter-pound hot dog tomorrow with marinated veggies, baked beans, and upside-down cake. Price County Senior Dining. If you need more information, give them a call at 715-339-2158. As you get ready to head on out ice fishing or just enjoy a walk here in our beautiful North Woods, go on over to Bader's Sports Center in Phillips for your live bait, your supplies, and your Stormy Cromer apparel for the whole family, including your pets, too. They have gift certificates available for gift-giving ideas. Bader's Sports Center, your destination for all of your archery, hunting, and cold weather gear products. Bader Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And also, see them on Facebook, too.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Jeff Hagen and Roofing of Phillips, serving northern Wisconsin as a professional installer of shingles, metal, and rubber roof systems. Jeff and his family are supporters of local area community events and a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste, so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning. We have a wind chill between minus 20 and minus 30, and that's going to be the case here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Mostly cloudy, cold, breezy, a few flurries possible. Our high 1 below today. Tonight, flurries 5 below. Tomorrow, we'll get back above 0 with a high of 5. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Treisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources employs passionate, knowledgeable, and natural resource-focused individuals. The agency is holding some career fairs around the state during the month of January, and I'll tell you where when we return. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR invites any member of the public interested in exploring a potential career with the agency to attend any of three remaining in-person career fairs taking place throughout the month of January. The remaining fairs will be held in Milwaukee, Appleton, and Stoughton. Representatives from several divisions at the DNR, including Parks, Forestry, Wildlife, Conservation Officers, and Environmental Management, will be present. The Milwaukee Career Fair will occur on Thursday, January 18th, and run from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Milwaukee DNR Service Center. On Saturday, January 20th, there's an Appleton Career Fair from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Fox Valley Technical College. And the Stoughton Career Fair occurs Saturday, January 27th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lake Caganza State Park. Get complete details at dnr.wisconsin.gov and then click News. I'm Rob Treisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise, but ain't got much memory of the scenes, come to think I missed them all, and damn babe, it's all your fault, no matter.
ready now. What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Q Country.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel.
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank. And I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks. Stuck on repeat, I'll save you a seat.
Bentley and Hardy there, the beer's on them, at 98Q Country, 27 past 8 o'clock. Birthdays in a moment, local ones, got one, 715-762-3221. Each Friday we give away a cake, a big sheet cake, and it's wonderful. And you could win it. Everybody who celebrates a birthday or anniversary during the week, you get a shot on Friday, so give us a call if you got somebody, 715-762-3221. Utilize that email. Shoot us an email with any upcoming birthdays, wcqm@civicmedia.us. So we'll get to those birthdays here in just a little bit. We'll talk about your money. Matthew Krieger will join us. He's going to join us each Tuesday from Pioneer Financial Consultants to chat a little bit about your money. We've got football playoffs going on this weekend, of course. The schedule is set for Saturday and Sunday. We've got four games, and I was looking at the four teams remaining in the NFC, and you've got the Packers, who are about 10-point underdogs now, traveling to San Francisco. I think that's a bit of a stretch, to be honest with you, the way the Packers are playing. But San Fran is a heavy favorite in that game. And then you've got Tampa Bay and Detroit. You're going to have either Detroit, or you're going to have a Tampa Bay team with the upstart quarterback. So a couple of surprise entrants. I mean, you're going to have Detroit or Tampa there without Tom Brady in that NFC Championship game. I mean, if the path, I'm not saying it's an easy path, but the Packers know they can play with Detroit, and I have a feeling they're pretty even with Tampa. I mean, I'm just saying, you beat San Francisco, the Packers might even be a favorite in that game. Well, maybe not against Detroit or Tampa, but you like their chances, right? I mean, if the Packers can find a way somehow hunch the ball out a few times against San Francisco, get to that NFC Championship game, you feel pretty good if it's Detroit or Tampa, and that's what it's going to be. If you get to the Super Bowl, Baltimore sitting there, that might be a whole different story, because Baltimore, I think, is a level above everybody else right now. They are the odds-on favorite to win the whole thing. But who would have thought, I mean, what the Packers, what were they at one point? Three and they weren't, I mean, they were, oh, they, I mean, I even said it in the morning show, the Packers were out. You know, they're out. They're 3-6 or whatever it was. And that's why the NFL's crazy, because you get a few people healthy, the other teams get a few people banged up, and things can flip really fast. Everybody has the potential in the NFL to beat anybody. It's not like some sports where you got the Detroit Pistons, they're just not going to beat people. They just don't have the talent. The NFL, I mean, it doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. Your record's bad. You get people healthy, the other team gets people banged up, and all of a sudden, here you go. Packers, you're on the roll. 10-point underdogs in San Francisco. Saturday night, the kickoff, right around 7:15. We'll have it for you right here.
Special report, the Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packer. A record-breaking victory for former President Donald Trump, winning the Iowa caucuses in a landslide. For Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, it's still a battle for second place. Sherry Preston is in Des Moines this morning.
Several things could make it easier for a Donald Trump win in New Hampshire and beyond. One is his overwhelming dominance in Iowa. Another is Vivek Ramaswamy dropping out of the race. More than 40% of Ramaswamy supporters nationwide have told pollsters that Trump was their second choice. Another is the momentum Nikki Haley may lose. Her third place finish here could dampen support in New Hampshire, where she had been moving up in the polls. Another resounding win by Trump there could make the path to the nomination nearly impossible for either her or Ron DeSantis.
Now that New Hampshire primary just 1 week from today, Haley's more moderate conservatism is expected to play better there, bolstered by the endorsement of that state's Republican governor, Chris Sununu. This is ABC News.
7:30 I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic workers across Wisconsin are being furloughed. 3% of the nearly 12,000 people who work for the healthcare system have to take unpaid time off. Furloughs come after a round of budget cuts in November and after talks about a merger with Essentia Health fell through last week. Wisconsin is one of many states without a defined formula for deciding alimony payments in divorce court.
And they go to a judge and they say, okay, you decide, what should the alimony amount be? And if that's you going in, you have no idea what to expect.
That's Shay Drafts. She's with Custody Exchange. That's a firm that helps families navigate divorce. Her company's research recommends Wisconsin put the formula into law. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
January 27th from noon to 2 at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips, there will be a free children's bingo sponsored by the Phillips Moose Lodge number 2661 and the Phillips Public Library. All children in kindergarten through 8th grade can play, although kindergartners and first graders must be accompanied by a caregiver. There will be 15 games of regular bingo, and bingo winners will win a book that can be selected from age-appropriate tables.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Marquette gets a W. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After back-to-back losses, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat Villanova. Final score 87-74. Head coach Shaka Smart says easier said than done.
I mean, Villanova's got grown men. They got like 8 seniors. Toughness, physicality. There's nobody on their team where you can hide a guy in a matchup.
Marquette heads to St. John's on Saturday. Big Ten, number 15th ranked Wisconsin takes on Penn State on the road. NBA, it's the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night to kick off a 3-game road trip. NFL, the Packers face the 49ers Saturday night at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Kickoff at 7:15. I asked right guard John Runyon about the growth of quarterback Jordan Love.
Unbelievable just how much he's grown, dude. I think we've won 8 of the last 11 games, and he's really just starting to flourish, feels comfortable. This is his offense, his team, and he's going to keep going, keep pushing, and on to San Francisco now.
That's Packers right guard John Runyon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And locally, J.J. Haakonen tossed in 26 points, and it was Phillips topping Shawamigan 72-59 last night at the Logger Camp. Senior A.J. Morgan at 25 to lead Shawamigan in a losing cause. And the Phillips girls at home victorious last night. They roll in non-conference action. Phillips 93, and Gilman 33 last night.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Well, happy birthday anniversary. If the 16th of January is a big one for you, you share your day today with pro quarterback Joe Flacco, the 39-year-old, after 11 seasons with the Ravens. He signed with the Broncos in 2019, but he's retired now, I believe, isn't he? I don't know. Some of those guys come back and we forget. 39 for Flacco. Albert Pujols, one of the great hitters of all time, 44 today as a St. Louis Cardinal. He was the National League's 2001 Rookie of the Year and went on to set all kinds of records and Hall of Fame. He will be in the Hall of Fame. Albert Pujols, 44. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator and former star of the Broadway smash hit Hamilton and In the Heights, has already won Pulitzer Prizes, a couple of Grammys, an Emmy, a MacArthur Fellowship, five Tonys. So Lin-Manuel Miranda, 44 today. James Young, the Eli Young Band guitarist, is 44 today. Kate Moss, the English model, became an icon of what was called heroin chic. 50 today for Kate Moss. Roy Jones Jr. is 55 today, the light heavyweight boxing champion and Olympic medalist. Jack McDowell, the stick figure singer, guitarist, better known as a Cy Young Award-winning baseball pitcher who played for the White Sox. Jack McDowell, Blackjack, 58 today. Debbie Allen, the actress and dancer, choreographer, and producer, was a co-star both in the movie and TV series of Fame. That's where she made her fame. 74 for Debbie Allen today. John Carpenter, the horror and science fiction movie director, Halloween, and others, 76 for John Carpenter today. Dr. Laura, the radio advice show host, is 77 today. Jim Stafford, I don't like spiders and snakes, and My Girl Bill, and others. Still going, Jim Stafford is 80 today. Ronnie Millsap, the Blind Country Music Hall of Famer, was for a time a session pianist also for Elvis. Seemed like everybody was. Ronnie Millsap, still going at it. He is 81 today. And A.J. Foyt, the retired auto racing legend, he is 89. A.J. Foyt still around at 89 today.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning. We have a wind chill between minus 20 and minus 30, and that's going to be the case here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Mostly cloudy, cold, breezy, a few flurries possible. Our high 1 below today. Tonight, flurries 5 below. Tomorrow, we'll get back above 0 with a high of 5. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Country.com.
Move that.
country. You better be moving if you're outside, because you won't be moving for long. You'll just get stuck. We got 10, 11 below, and wind chill factors 20, 25 below through the day with that wind gusting 25, 30 miles an hour at times today. We're going to talk a little bit about your money each Tuesday morning right around 8:45. We talk with Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking time to join us. And today we're going to talk a little bit about retirement again, but planning for retirement. And I'm not admitting it, but I am getting real close to that point where this is becoming real for me. But planning for retirement, Matt, this has changed a lot, hasn't it, in the last even 10 years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really changed. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about today is some of the things that have changed and some things that for you to be aware of in the ever-changing environment of retirement planning.
All right. Let's dig in for those who are thinking about retirement in the midst of planning it. Talk about some of those changes.
Yeah, absolutely. So retirement planning is for many people in the United States the single biggest financial hurdle that we face. According to the National Institute on Retirement Security, 67% of Americans say the United States faces a retirement crisis. Almost two-thirds of Gen X and millennials worry about not being financially secure in retirement. So as we mentioned today, I want to explore some of the reasons why this concern could be growing, some history of retirement in the United States, and some considerations for people that are planning for retirement.
Okay.
So the first consideration is income for life. So like I said, that's the first thing I want to look at. And I want to look at the past landscape of retirement for individuals and how that's changing. In the last 90 years in the United States, many people relied on a pension for their retirement. A pension is an obligation by some entity, usually that entity is going to be your former employer, to pay out an income to an individual for the individual's entire life. Know that pensions are calculated based on the income you made, number of years that you worked for a specific company, and an actuarial calculation of how long an individual is expected to live. Plus, there is some assumed adjustment for cost of living as well. And I think we all probably know someone, maybe a parent, a grandparent, right, an aunt or uncle that worked for a company for 30, maybe 40 years and were able to retire and collect their pension for the rest of their life. And that simply is just no longer the case in today's world for most people.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it went by the wayside, which is a bummer for the average working Joe and Jane, because that was a pretty good thing for a lot of the people in that era, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. It's something that you couldn't outlive.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
And one of the first pensions in the United States was Social Security. And Social Security was invented essentially as insurance against living too long. Social Security benefits first came out in 1935, when the average life expectancy for a man was 59.9 years and for a woman was 63.9 years. You were basic.
Whoa. Okay, all right. Keep going.
I know that Rick used to, kill you off on this show plenty of times.
Oh, yeah. A couple more years and I'm at that threshold there. That's why you had my attention there.
Basically, you were expected to drop dead once you reached what we know as retirement age today.
Yeah.
And if you happen to live too long, the government would then make sure that you'd not have to eat dog food or live out on the streets.
Right, right, exactly.
The second consideration, it kind of goes hand in hand, really, is longevity. And the good news is we began to live longer than those numbers that I just had mentioned.
Right.
But as we've got to live longer, Social Security had to make some changes to remain solvent. Now in the United States, current life expectancy is 81.65 for women and 76.61 years for men. And of course, Social Security is a hot topic of, how long is it going to be around? We're not getting into all of that today,
right,
and the different things that can be done. But know that some of the best economist minds have been on the case for a while and have solutions that will result in Social Security being solvent. However, these solutions will need to reach bipartisan political backing and would potentially lead to some short-term financial pain. Ultimately, I do not believe that Social Security will disappear, but I do hope people consider and prepare for the possibility that Social Security may look a little bit different than it does today, or that it was for, you know, your parents or aunts, uncles, maybe even siblings.
Yeah. Just the way you describe it, that it, Social Security initially was insurance against people living too long. It's just like, when you look at it, yeah, that's kind of what it was. It's obviously changed since then. It's not that anymore.
Absolutely. You know, and some people use that as their main source of income, and that's where planning for retirement is important. So it's not, you know, your main source of income.
Right.
So.
Okay. What other things have changed, or what else will we be looking at here, Matt?
Yeah, and the next consideration, the last one that we're going to talk about today, is that, you know, the math just isn't always perfect. For the most part, Social Security and other pensions operate by having those currently working help fund those that are currently retired. So those of us working now are helping fund those that are retired now. Ideally, we would have a steadily growing population where there are always more people working than people retired. However, population growth is not linear. Birth rates are certainly dropping in the United States. Generation X has a smaller population than the baby boomers. And Gen Z has fewer people than millennials. We cannot simply depend on the next generation to fund the previous generation's retirement because our populations are going down. So that's really where we are today. It is largely our own responsibility to ensure our financial security in retirement. You know, and that's through things like, you know, 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs, things like that. Because the basics of investing, compounding interest, budgeting, and taxation were not widely taught in school, this can be a scary prospect for many people. It is important for people to overcome this and to work with a qualified financial professional or educate themselves. The great news is that it's never too late to start.
Yeah, never too late and never too early. Man, I mean, we've talked about this many times with you and previous shows. If you can start putting away a little bit of money in your 20s, when you get to be in your 50s and 60s, you're going to be in pretty good shape, right, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the earlier the better, of course. You know, it's that compounding interest that I just mentioned that really, when you run the numbers and use calculators, and I know we have some on our website that people can use, and you can find them a lot of places on the internet. It's amazing how those numbers can grow over time.
Exactly. Well, folks want to sit down, just a free initial consultation, sit down with you, Matt, and say, you know, I got no retirement plan. Here's my aid. Just lay out all the facts. That's kind of what you do to get that process started, right, Matt?
Absolutely. We can put a plan together that works for you and to reach the goals that you want to reach. Every situation is different, and we take that into consideration and want to meet your goals.
All right. They can reach you, correct me if I'm wrong, but 715-748-3231, right?
Yep, absolutely. And our website is www.pioneer-financial.net.
All right.
That's some very good, useful tools, and as well as, you know, if you want to message us on there, that's great as well.
All right. Very good, Matt. Great information today about retirement. We look forward to chatting with you again next Tuesday and each Tuesday. Stay warm out there, Matt.
Great. Yeah, thank you. You too.
Thank you, Matt. Matthew Krieger joining us from Pioneer Financial Consultants joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 to talk about all kinds of various aspects of your
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. WFS is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of WFS.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Ronert's Lumber in Fifield salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Act, and more. Martin Luther King led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Ronert's Lumber in Fifield in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Prevail Bank.
Prevail Bank believes your financial goals deserve attention. Pursue what's possible. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips today. They go the extra mile for their customers.
Prevail Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new, energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning. We have a wind chill between minus 20 and minus 30, and that's going to be the case here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Mostly cloudy, cold, breezy, a few flurries possible. Our high 1 below today. Tonight, flurries 5 below tomorrow. We'll get back above 0 with a high of 5. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
And it feels like 11 below. Wind chills in that 20 to 30 below range here for today. We're going to talk a little bit about your health, and then we're going to get Coach Amy Ring on with the Phillips Logger boys basketball team. Dr. Ben is joining us from North Lakes Community Clinic. Dr. Ben, good morning to you. All right. Thought we had Dr. Ben. Hello. All right. We don't have Dr. Ben. I thought we did. Let me try that again. Dr. Ben, are you there? All right. We're going to get to the news. We'll come back, and then we'll see if we can get him a page through the board here, all right? Hang on.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful North.